message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
I want you to join me to appreciate God in the life of our senior pastor, the senior pastor of this commission, Pastor Victor Koforiji, our papa. Let's appreciate him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I know you are tired, but I believe we can appreciate Papa more than that. Can we appreciate God in his life? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Though he's not here with us this morning, but I can assure you that he's fellowshipping with us in the spirit. Hallelujah. You know, while we started, many of you don't know, me and him were communicating somehow. Hallelujah. In the spirit. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I want to appreciate Mama also for her constant support. And I pray that the Lord will bless her the more in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. You know, Pastor Ebenezer has preached part of my message already. He has even used part of the scripture that I've penciled down to use. But I trust God that the Holy Spirit will give us the rest of it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Open doors is not what any man should not seek for. Open doors is what every one of us should seek for. Like I said, Pastor Ebenezer has gone into the message already. I will not be boring us much to talk about what door is and what door is not. But I'm just going to talk about what we need to do for us to access open doors. You know, earlier he spoke about the key of praise. And in this session, we'll be speaking about the keys of violent prayers. Open doors via violent prayers. Open door via violent prayers. This is not the time for you to doze off. If your neighbor is dozing, tap him. If she is dozing, tap her. And I pray that God will bless you as you do that in Jesus' name. How many of us are going to be our neighbor's keeper? You are going to be your neighbor's keeper. Praise the Lord. God bless you, sir. And man, for being your neighbor's keeper. God's desire is for every child of his to have access to him. And Pastor Ebenezer said earlier, the door is an access route. Doors are access routes. Doors are access routes. And there are various doors. One of the doors that any man should ever seek for is the door of access to God. Access to God. Because when you have access to God, you will have access to the resources of God. When you have access to the resources of God, you will have access to anything that you want. Because God created everything. Hallelujah. There is no man that has access to God that will lack anything. So one of the major doors that you should seek for in life is the door of access to God. And one of the keys to access God is in the place of violent prayers. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He wants us to enjoy open heaven continually. God wants us to enjoy open heaven continually. And he has placed before us an open door through his Son Jesus Christ. There's no man cometh unto the Father except through what? Except through me. So as you assess Christ, you assess God. When you receive Christ, you receive the access to God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The son of Dangote does not need the permission of the secretary of Dangote to be able to meet with his father. If he can't see him at work, he will see him at home. Praise the Lord. His wife does not need the permission of his secretary to be able to assess her husband. So if you are a child of God, you don't need the permission of any man to assess God. But you need certain keys to be able to assess God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And that scripture that Pastor Ebenezer quoted earlier, Revelation chapter 3, verse 7 and 8. The Spirit of God was speaking. Jesus was speaking. He said, look, I know thy works. I know what you have done. I know. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia, write, this sincere he that is holy. Can we go back, please? He that is true. He that had the what? The key. Praise the Lord. The key of David. He that openeth, and no man can shut it. And shut it, and no man can open. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, there are some locks that you cannot open, even if you have the key. Pastor Minister was trying to describe some doors for us. There are some doors, even when you have the key, you put the key, you can't still open it. Because the doors needed some combinations. We call them combination locks. You need to input some numbers. For you, for the key to work, you have the key, but yet you cannot access the door. Why? Because you need to put some combinations together. And that is what we want to do in a brief while. We'll be putting the combination of praise that we have done with that of prayer for us to access God fully. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Many times, the progress of man is limited and restricted because access is shut out. May your access to blessings not be shut out in the name of Jesus. I want you to know that in this kingdom, you need to be a prayer machine, if there's anything like that. And can I tell you this? I don't believe in prayer contractor. I don't believe in it. Yes, pastors pray always for their sheep, for their members, always, continually. 70, 80%, 90% sometimes of our prayers is for the members. Sometimes hours of prayers for the members. Yes. But I tell you, as much as your pastors are praying for you, your own prayer is necessary. It is a combination for you to access your breakthrough fully. Praise the Lord. And that is why this is not the time for you to sleep. Please, I'm begging you. It's not the time. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, let me make you to laugh a little. A few days ago, my kids were watching a movie. There's one man called Mr. Bean. He was feeling like sleeping, and he was driving, and he was feeling like, so he cut match stick and fixed it to hold the lid like this so that he will not sleep. So if you need to hold like this, please do. God bless you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Bible says in the book of Matthew chapter 11 verse 12, so the kingdom of God, said from the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. There are things that will not answer to gentility. You need to pray and to get it by force. Violent prayer. What is violent prayer? Violent prayer is an aggressive prayer that is prayed from a heart of faith. Violent prayer is an aggressive prayer that is prayed from the heart of faith. It is an unshakable, unwavering, stubborn, rugged, bold, demanding, fearless prayer of faith to God. I take that again. It is an unshakable, unwavering, stubborn, rugged, bold, demanding, fearless prayers of faith to God. Violent prayers are prayers that are offered to eliminate and destroy the operations and the orchestrations of the enemy. There is nobody that goes, there's no battle or war. I don't know if you have seen any war where they are fighting war and the war is fought without violence. Have you seen any battle that people fighting battle without violence? Have you seen any? At least we have watched war movies before. And the people will just be looking at us and saying, I'm fighting you. I'm fighting you. You better leave that place. I'm going to shoot you. It doesn't work that way. It does not work that way. It comes with violence. And I tell you, to dislodge the enemy, you have to come with violence. Say, can the captive of the mighty be taken away? The lawful captive. Can it? Except you first bind the strong man of the house. And the strong man is not going to look at you with a sleepy eye. No. It has to be with force. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The book of Luke chapter 18. Book of Luke chapter 18. There's a story of a woman that was troubling a particular judge. And the woman troubled the man to the point that the man has no choice but to answer the woman. Because of time, I will just paraphrase it. The Bible says in verse 2, and there was in a certain city, a judge who did not fear God nor regard man. Now in that same city, there was a widow in that city. And she came to him saying, get justice for me, for my adversary. And he would not for a while. But afterward he said within himself, though I do not fear God nor regard man. Verse 5, yet because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her. Because by her continual disturbing, she can weary me. Sometimes it takes force to get what is yours. It is yours, rightfully yours, but it takes force to get it. May you get that which is yours in the name of Jesus. May you get that which is yours in the name of Jesus. I pray for someone this morning that your prayers, the prayers that will open the doors to your blessings and the doors to your testimonies, may God give you the grace to pray them in the name of Jesus. What are the things that hinders prayers? A lot of time, many of us will pray, sincerely we pray, but it seems as if the prayer does not work. In the course of the week, a young man, not a member of this church, came into the church and demanded to see the pastor. Initially, because I was just about starting to pray, I did not want to allow him. But I just felt, let me just pay him a few minutes and allowed him to meet with me. And as he entered, he started speaking, mentioned his name, blah, blah, blah. And the next thing, he started crying. And the next thing, he said, sir, I was just on my way to go and commit suicide. I said, why? Why will you commit suicide? And he started telling me so many things. And sincerely, the devil is battering the young man. And I looked at him and I smiled. And he was wondering, why is this man smiling? Why would this man be smiling? He said, I have prayed. He said, sir, if it is prayer, I've prayed. Even me, I know that I've prayed. I said, yes, I know you have prayed. He said, if it is fasting, so don't recommend fasting. Don't recommend prayer. I've prayed. I've fasted. I've done everything. Yet this thing is not happening. Yet this thing is not stopping. So I think it is time I just ended the whole thing. And I just asked him a single question. Just one question. I said, God, you want to end it? Fine. In fact, it's good that you end it. Just end everything. Now, after you have finished ending it, will your ending solve the problem? Will it take away the problem? Is it at advantage to you? Is it at advantage to your parents? Is it at advantage to the kingdom? He was answering, no. I said, okay, good. There's only one person will gain advantage. That's the devil. The devil will not gain an advantage over you in the name of Jesus. This is where I'm going. I told him, I said, your prayers are answered, but you are hindering it. And we'll be looking at some of the things that hinders our prayers. And by the time he finished, I explained to him some things through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit that I felt were hindering him. He himself agreed that, yes, sir, it is true. What you have said, I'm doing it. I said, so do you want the prayers to be answered? And he left a happy man. Left happy. And he's still alive. He is not going to kill himself. Praise the Lord. I told him, I said, you are not going anywhere. So, brethren, there are things that we do sometimes, knowingly or unknowingly, somehow, and they hinder prayers. Prayers is that your prayers will not be hindered in the name of Jesus. But one thing that hinders prayer most often is unbelief. A lot of time we pray, we actually pray, but we don't believe in the prayer that we have prayed. How many of us have been there before? Be sincere. Me, I've been there, so I'm sincere. And I prayed. I've shared the testimony here before. I needed something. And I prayed. And God spoke to the servant. That's Papa. And Papa brought forth a word of wisdom, word of knowledge. That this. And he was speaking about me. Even at that, I was still doubting in my heart. Can this thing happen? Thank God for mercy. I just got mercy. Praise the Lord. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. It says, for without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that will come to God must believe. If you will come to God, you must believe that he is. And that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. If you are praying and you have unbelief, your prayers will not be answered. Unbelief hinders the power of prayers. Unbelief hinders the power of prayer. Unbelief hinders the power of prayers. May your prayers not be hindered by unbelief in the name of Jesus. The book of Matthew chapter 17, verse 19 to 20, the disciples came to Jesus and they said, we cannot do these things. Why can't we cast it out? And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief. Because of your unbelief. Unbelief. Though they have the power, yet they did not believe in the power. Praise the Lord. I love children. Children are wonderful people. And that's why the Bible said we must behave like children for us to assess the kingdom. If a small child comes, somebody like BJ, if BJ comes and BJ is standing here, and Pastor said, BJ, yeah, jump. I tell you, she will jump. And as she jumps, Pastor moves away and she falls bah, to the ground and she hurts herself. She will cry for a while. Tomorrow or 2 days after, the pastor brings her again and says, BJ, do this. She will do it again. Because she just believed that my father will not hurt me. But if it is me and you, Pastor said, jump. We jump the first time we hurt ourselves. The next time we said, sit down, we will look at the chair very well. Say, I don't trust this person. I don't trust this man again. We will test it very well before we sit. And that is the way we operate with God many a times. Because we have asked something in the past, and it seems as if God did not answer it the way we want it. We believe that He will not do another thing. And because of that, we are praying and we are not receiving answers. Brethren, I want you to know that unbelief is an hindrance to prayer. Number two thing that hinders prayer is unrighteousness or sin. Unrighteousness or sin. Sin is a barrier to prayers. Praise the Lord. Sin is not a semi-permeable membrane where some things can still permeate through. It's a complete sealant, barrier, complete. It will seal everything. You cannot continue in sin and say that grace you are banned. No, it does not work that way. Isaiah chapter 59, verse 1. The Bible says, behold, the hand of the Lord is not shortened, that He cannot save, nor is He heavy, that He cannot hear. Verse 2. But what? But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sin has hid His face from you, that He will not hear you. I want you to rise up on your feet. We are going to pray one prayer. Can we rise up on our feet quickly? Rise up on your feet like soldiers. Hallelujah. You are going to lift up your right hand and say, Father, every sin that I know not and those that I know of that is hindering my prayers, I wipe them away by the blood of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Every sin that I know not and the sin that I know of that the devil is using to hinder my prayers, Father, wipe them away. That is making a stumbling block, that is creating a separation between me and you. Father, by the mercy, by your mercy, and by the blood of Jesus, wipe them away. Have mercy, O Lord, this morning. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. You are going to say, oh God, every sin of my fathers. You need to know this. The Bible says, I will execute judgment on the fathers from the first generation to the what? So there are some things that are happening that it's not because of your own doing. You are holy, you are born again, you are good with God. But somebody down the line in your father's house has done something and vengeance is crying. This morning we are going to cut it this morning. You are going to say, oh God, visit my father's house and separate me from the sins of my forefathers in the name of Jesus. Separate me from every sin of my forefathers that the enemy is using to torment my destiny, that the enemy is using to hinder my progress. Father, separate me from them in the name of Jesus. Separate me in the name of Jesus. Every sin of my mother, every sin of my father, Father, separate me in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. I pray for someone this morning. The Lord give you victory over every power of sin in the name of Jesus. You can have your seat. God bless you. Psalm 68 verse 18 says, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. You cannot put iniquity in your heart and be praying for open doors. You will have the key. You will put it, but the door will not open. Praise the Lord. Number three thing that creates hindrance to prayer is pride. Praise the Lord. See, the show of prayerlessness is a show of pride. Many times, many of us, we don't know that we are proud, but we are actually proud. Say, me. Those people going for vigil, they are people that they have issues. I don't have any issue. I'm eating 3 square meals. I'm buying clothes that I want, and I'm driving 1 small car, and I feel that I've arrived. Okay, fine. You can see the number of us that is here now. You can see the number of us. You see, as a pastor, one of the nights I receive text message most is night of vigil. Few hours to the time of night of vigil, I normally receive. I know I must receive text message. Somebody must text that I'm not coming. That one is even good. For those that text, it's good. I tell you, it's good. It shows that they have their heart to come. But for one reason or the other, they could not make it. But some will not even deem it fit. Walk afar. They will not deem it fit. They will just abscond. And the same person will come back and say, Pastor, last night I slept and one man flogged me. Pray that God should deliver me. When we have said, come for empowerment night and be empowered. This same person can pay 10,000 for one prophet to burn wax. Just wax. Just wax. W-A-X. Wax. Put it down. 3 wax. And burn it. I said he's doing Ishegu. What kind of Ishegu? That is not Ishegu. That is just suffering. And wasting of your money. The man will use your money to drink pepper soup. And to buy a recharge card. And to fuel his car. What you can do on your own in the place of prayer, because God has given you access to the Father. You have access to the Father, open door to the Father via the Lord Jesus Christ. Pride makes a lot of people not to receive their blessing. The Bible says God resists the proud. God resists the proud and giveth grace to the what? To the humble. Say, humble yourself therefore before God, that he may do what? I made job. Humble yourself. One of the things that delayed Hannah was pride. The Bible says she comes to Shiloh every year. But when she comes, she just feels that it is my right. I should be pregnant. But a particular year, she realizes that no. And the Bible says she humbled herself before God and cried and said, God, Shiloh Shanu me. And God remembered her. God will remember you this morning in the name of Jesus. I said, God is remembering you this morning in the name of Jesus. If Naaman has not humbled himself to dip himself in River Jordan, he would have died a leper. Sometimes we need to humble ourselves for us to enjoy the best of God. Number four is selfishness. Selfishness. Selfishness is different from pride. You ask and you receive not, because you do what? You ask amiss. James chapter 4 verse 3. You ask and you receive not, because you do what? You ask amiss. A lot of time we ask God and we ask amiss. We are not asking what he wants, because we are asking because of our flesh and our lust. The reason why you are praying to God that God should build you a house is so that you can show your friends that you have arrived. Selfishness. Oh God, bless me with this and this so that they will know that me too have arrived. And when God does not answer the prayer, you get discouraged. Now when you need to pray that God should empower you, say, God does not answer prayers. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I want us to know that our prayers must not be centered on ourselves and ourselves alone. When your prayer is centered on yourself and yourself alone, I tell you, that's those kind of prayers most often get delayed. Don't let your prayers be you and you and you and you alone. There are some people, when they pray 1 hour, they are praying, they will pray 55 minutes themselves. And I tell you this, prayer is giving. Prayer is what? Is giving. The Bible says, he that giveth shall do what? Shall receive. Whatsoever a man soweth, that he will do what? He will receive back. So if I'm praying for you that God should bless you, obviously, God will bless me times two. Praise the Lord. I want to open up to you one of the secrets why God blesses his servants. One of the things that makes you to know this is somebody that prays for others is that when you see a servant of God that is being blessed, is a servant of God that praises for others. What you pray for others for, you don't lack.
Hello?
What you pray for others for, you don't lack it. Sometimes you don't need it, but God will still give you because you are praying for others to have it.
Praise the Lord.
But when you are consumed on yourself and yourself alone, the blessings and the answers comes in trickles. If you want to be blessed by God, begin to pray a selfless prayer, not self-centered. And I pray that God will bless you in the name of Jesus. Number five is unforgiveness. 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 You cannot be praying for God to bless you when you harbor unforgiveness. Say, when you bring your gift before the altar, if you have aught against your brother, first drop your gift. Go and settle with your brother before coming back, because it will not be acceptable. And that's why I pity a lot of couples, especially husbands that are here this morning. A lot of time the prayers of husbands are not answered because they bear grudge against their wives. If you bear grudge against your wife, I tell you, you cannot pray and your prayer be answered. That's the truth. See, when I learned this truth, no matter what, I try as much as possible to let go, sharp, sharp, so that my prayers will not be hindered. Come with me to the book of, I think, is this 1 Peter? 1 Peter chapter 3. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7. It says, husbands, likewise dwell with them with understanding. Dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel. Can we continue, please? Praise the Lord. I take it again. Husband, likewise, dwell with them with understanding, giving honor to the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers may not be hindered. That your prayers may not be hindered. That your prayers may not be hindered. One of the things that hinder prayers is unforgiveness. Somebody has offended you in your school. You said, I will not forgive. You will not. Your prayers cannot be answered. It hinders prayers. You can see many people are sleeping on their bed. Now you are here to pray. If you harbor unforgiveness, I tell you, your prayer will be hindered. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Unforgiveness brings bitterness, and bitterness brings rot. So please, as much as possible, let go. Forgive. And I pray that God will give you the grace in the name of Jesus. Quickly, without taking much of our time, I'm going to proceed. I will just stop at that. I have more than that, but because of time, I will stop. I want you to know that God wants us to seek Him. He says, seek ye me and find me. When you search for me with all your heart, that's Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 13. Seek God. Now is the time for us to seek God. Jacob sought God with all his might, and he find God. I pray that you will seek God this morning and you will find God in the name of Jesus. I say you will seek God this morning and you will find God in Jesus' name. Because we have a lot of prayer points that we'll be praying after this shortly. In the next few minutes, we'll be rounding up and we'll be rising up to pray. I want you to know this is just a preparation for the prayers. Praise the Lord. How to open doors with your prayers. Now, how to open doors with your prayers. I told you earlier, you can have the key, but the key may be a combination lock. If you don't know how to open it, you may not be able to open it. I once worked in an organization where we have a key to a particular store where we keep some certain things. When you put the key, there's a way you turn it. You turn two times to the right, then you turn, I can't remember how many times, to the left. Then you push it and it in again. Then you turn back. Then you open. So if you don't know how to turn, you can put the key and be there for hours. It will not open. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's just like you forgetting your password. It's your own email created by you. If you have forgotten the password, you will not be able to access it. So tonight we need to know how to use prayers to unlock our doors for blessings. Hallelujah. How to unlock your doors. Open doors with your prayers. Number one, pray rightly. Number one, pray what? Pray rightly. Say pray rightly. Say pray rightly. Say, I receive the grace to pray rightly. Pray according to the plan and purpose of God. Jesus Christ prayed that prayer in the book of Luke chapter 22 verse 42. He said, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. Not my will. Pray rightly. It may not seem right. The condition may not be right. But pray rightly. One of the best prayers you can pray is, Father, let thy will be done. That was a particular year of my life. That was a prayer the entire year. If I prayed 100 prayers that year, I must have prayed that particular prayer 70 times. That year. It was all, God, let thy will be done. Father, let your will be done in my life. Let your will be done in my home. Let your will be done in my ministry. Let your will be done. Let your will be done. Let your will be done. And I tell you, the result shows. Praise the Lord. Marked a turning point. That marked a turning point in my life. The result showed. Marked the turning point. It was difficult, but it showed. Very difficult. Because when it is time to now step into his will, it was a battle. But I tell you, the result speaks for it. Praise the Lord. Pray rightly. When you are praying, pray rightly. Don't pray amiss. Pray rightly. Be specific in your prayers. Be specific. This is what I want. Don't be praying, Father, bless me like the way you have blessed Jacob. Jacob, my friend, not Jacob in the Bible. Jacob, my friend, just bought the car. Bless me the way you... No! Yes, fine, it's good. To covet good things. But I tell you, pray rightly. Maybe Jacob has bought a Volkswagen and God wants to give you a G-Wagon. And you say, God, bless me like Jacob. God will give you a Volkswagen. Because that's what you are praying for. Pray rightly. And I pray that God will bless you in the name of Jesus. Number two, pray with his word. Say, pray with his word. Say, I receive the grace. Can we say it together? Say, I receive the grace to pray the word of God. I receive the grace to pray the word of God. You know why praying the word of God is powerful? The Bible says the word of God is what? Is God. Praise the Lord. And the Bible says God honored his word more than his name. So when you pray his word, you are praying God. When you pray his word, you are doing what? You are praying God. You are using his promises. You are using his word. You deploy the word of God into action. Because the word of God is powerful. Sharper than any two-edged sword. The word of God is active. The word of God is life. And my prayer is that the Lord will cause his word to be effective in your life. In the name of Jesus. I want us to rise up on our feet. Can we rise up on our feet? We are praying one or two prayer at this junction. I want us to rise on our feet. Hallelujah. Rise on your feet. We are praying at this junction. Hallelujah. Can you hold your hand line to line? Let's join our hands together line to line. We are praying just one or two prayers and we'll have our seat again. Hold your hands line to line. One of the most difficult things for today's Christian is the studying of the word of God. And you know why the devil creates that? So that he will prevent you and I from assessing the power that is in the word of God, because the word of God is God. Praise the Lord. You are going to say, as a Father, grant unto us the grace to be an addict of your word. Open your mouth and begin to pray. As a Father, grant unto me the grace to be a word addict. Let your word dwell in me in the name of Jesus. You are not praying. Say, Father, let your word dwell in my heart richly in the name of Jesus. Let your word dwell in my heart richly. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Before we drop that hand, I'm going to read the book of 2 Peter, chapter 1, verse 4. It says, and by which have been given to us exceeding great and precious promises, that through this you may be partakers of the divine nature. Can you see that? Whereby we have been given precious promises. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises.
that by this, that is by this promise, we might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through the laws. What are those promises? The word of God. 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 If you read verse 3, he said, who has called us by his glory and virtue? That's salvation. Now after that, you have been given the great and exceeding promises. You are going to pray and say, Father, let your word be effective in my life in the name of Jesus. As I pray your word, let it be effective in the name of Jesus. Let your word be effective in my life in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. You may please have your seat. God bless you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Number 3 is prayer with faith. Prayer with faith. Prayer with faith. Prayer with faith. Say prayer with faith. Pray with faith. Pray with faith. Don't pray with unbelief. Pray with faith. Pray with faith. Let your faith be strong. Let your faith be strong. Let your faith be strong. The Bible says, let him act in faith. James chapter 1 verse 6, let him act in faith. Act in faith with no doubting. Don't doubt. Don't doubt. Don't be like the sea. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven by the wind and tossed to and fro. But let him act in faith. Act in faith. Ask God in faith. Don't doubt. Don't doubt. Ask in faith. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6 says, for without faith it's impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he is the rewarder of them that do what? That diligently seek him. So if you are diligently seeking God, it must be with faith. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. When you are praying, believe that God is able to do. Sometimes it's difficult because the situation may tell you that no, you are shivering, and yet you are saying, I'm well. Hallelujah. There is no penny in your account, and yet you are claiming, Father, I am rich. I've prayed. I know I'm rich. Praise the Lord. I tell you, sometimes it's difficult, but when you have faith, God comes through for you. When you have faith, God comes through for you. May your faith be boosted this morning in the name of Jesus. And number four is pray with humility. Pray with humility. Pray with humility. The Bible says God resists the proud, but he giveth grace to the humble. James chapter 4 verse 6, God resisted the proud, but he giveth grace to the humble. Pray with humility. Humble yourself now therefore before God. Humble yourself now therefore before God. And God will lift you up. He will answer your prayers when you pray with what? With humility. And number 5, I'm trying to rush because I see the time is fast spent and we have a whole lot of prayers to pray. And I want us to hand on up before 3 a.m. God bless you in Jesus' name. Number 5 is be involved in assembly prayers. Like what we are doing tonight. Assembly prayers. The Bible says, forsake not the assembly of one another as the manner of some are. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 25. You see, when you join force to pray, it says one will chase what? 1,000. But two will chase what? Brethren, sometimes we need to come together like this to pray. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. When we come together to pray, there is much power that is released. How many of you know that if you put 1 or 3 coals together, hot coals, charcoal, hot, the heat energy that will come from them can never be the same heat energy as when you put 10 or 20 of such coals together. How many of us know that? 10 or 20 will not produce times 2 or times 3. They will produce in quantum of what those ones are producing. That is what happens when you come together like this to pray. And that's why I pity people that stay away from prayer banquets. People that stay away from prayer meetings. Praise the Lord. Because you receive more power. It is easier for coals to get hot and catch fire when they are put next to the one that has fire.
These are the ways for us to access open doors via our prayers. I will stop here because of our time. And I want you to know tonight that as we pray, God will visit you in the name of Jesus. But there is one more thing that you need to do that I want you to know. You cannot pray to God that you don't know and you expect answer from a God that you don't know. You cannot. If you know that you are not yet aligned with God, please retrace yourself. Rearrange yourself back to God. Reconnect yourself back to God. Humble yourself. Submit yourself to Him. Let Him take over your life once again. And that is why we are going to pray tonight. If you are here this morning, you know in your heart of heart that you have not given your life to Jesus. Or you have given your life, but somehow, certain things have come in and taken you away from God. All heads bowed, all eyes closed. I want you to know that God is ready to save. God is ready to save. If you are here, you are such a person this morning, I want you to know that God will save you this morning in the name of Jesus. All you just need to do is to signify by lifting your hands up and I will pray with you. Also, if you are watching us on the internet and you want to give your life to Christ, all you need to do is to just place your hand on your chest and you repeat these prayers after me. If you are here in the auditorium, just lift your hands up. You know in your heart of heart that your ways are not right with God. You know in your heart of heart that there is something that in your life that is not aligned with God. All you need to do is to lift up your hands. If you are here in the auditorium, if you are watching us online, just place your right hand on your chest. And as we pray together, the Lord will save you and deliver you in the name of Jesus. If you have done that, God bless you. If you have done that, God bless you. I want you to repeat after me and say, Lord Jesus, thank you, Father, for today. Thank you for the love that you have for me. Lord, today I confess that I'm a sinner and I surrender my life unto you. I ask, O Lord God, that you accept me once again because I have wandered away. Forgive me my sins, Lord. Bring me back to yourself. Reconcile me back to yourself and help me, Lord, to stay away from sin. Redeem my soul from the power of sin in the name of Jesus. Give me the grace to live for you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, Lord. Lord, we bless you. We give you all the glory and we say your name alone be glorified. For as many that have taken that decision, I pray that the Lord will redeem you totally in the name of Jesus. And the Lord will bless you and keep you in Him in the name of Jesus. If you have done that watching us online, please you can send us a mail or via the email that is being displayed on the screen or via the SMS, through SMS via the number that is being displayed on the screen. God bless you. Can we please rise up on our feet? Can we rise up on our feet? Can we rise up on our feet? Hallelujah. Let's jam our hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Our God is good.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.